Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's March 25th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's October 7th, 2002. And here's Jesus. This week we have a special guest with us, Felix J. Torres of Jamestown, North Dakota, who is a Norseman and worshiper of Odin, affectionately called, in the Kingdom of God, Elgard Odinson. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much, Linda, Jesus. It is my honor and privilege being here on behalf of the Kingdom of Asgard to ask these questions today.
Elgard, what is your first question?
Okay, Nazarene. I understand in your recent struggle against the usurper that tried to seize your throne that my father Odin and his kinsmen came and did battle on your behalf in the defense of the Holy of Holies and your throne. Is this correct?
This is absolutely correct, Elgard. Your father and his kinsmen did us invaluable service, especially on the Sabbath, when they stood and held the ground so that me and my people could have our worship undisturbed. We cannot tell you how grateful we are, the whole Kingdom of God, for the fact that when we were in terrible danger, all of our neighbors and all of our friends rallied to us and showed their common love for one another. This is the most wonderful aspect of the afterlife, that everybody there works together for the common good. If only we could get the people in the material world to work together as we work in the afterlife. It is a wonderful thing that when you are in need, you can depend on your friends and your neighbors to come to your aid and stand at your side in your hour of need. It is one of the most wonderful things that I can depend upon when I sit upon my throne.
Nazarene, my sincerest gratitude to you and your kinsmen for your appreciation of mine. It was a pleasure to assist you in your battle.
Thank you, and I most certainly agree with that. And we'll be back with more questions after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Pauling. If you like fiction stories filled with action and adventure, you'll love Trouble in the Past by Speaker Gerald Pauling, featuring the Ancient One and his companions, the Axeman and Durga. You can find it free online at www.voicesfromspirit.com/tp/cover.htm. The Ancient One appears in many issues of Voices from Spirit magazine.
We're back. Elgard, your first question was fantastic. What do you have for us now?
Okay, a Nazarene, what perpetuates the Godman? I know that you and my ancestors were really aliens that came from another world, actually several other worlds. Why does mankind still insist upon looking upon us as gods?
Well, Elgard, we must understand that man is still a little bit on the primitive side. He has made tremendous advancements, but technology-wise, he is way ahead of where he should be and is having a hard time dealing with the things that he has been given. He needs the belief of something outside of himself, something more powerful than himself, something that can guide him, something that can protect him. Actually, mankind understands the principles of the afterlife quite well and what we can do for them. But sometimes they just don't care. They would rather have their own way. They would rather do their own thing. They would rather die than admit they're wrong. These are sad situations. But that need to have someone, to know that someone is there, to reach out and to be able to grab a hold of someone when you are in need is very, very strong. And don't get me wrong, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. We're there. That's what we're there for. We're there to help. We're there to give. We love to help our children. There's absolutely nothing wrong with man needing us. I can understand your feelings. Why do they continue to look upon us as gods? But maybe they need gods.
That was fantastic. Don't you think so, Elgard?
Yes, indeed, Speaker Polly. That was quite fantastic. And thank you, Nazarene. That was very enlightening.
Looks like this is going to be a wonderful week.
We'll be back again.